throughout the Gospel of John, we've seen that Jesus is the one who has all authority. Judas's plans, Satan's plans, do not stop or thwart Jesus's authority. And when Jesus begins this incredible display that we see here in John chapter 13 of humility, of washing the feet of the disciples, a task that was reserved for the lowliest of servants, Peter balks, as all of them probably should have. But Jesus says, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me. The one who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean." What exactly is Jesus saying here? Well, Jesus is explaining the work of his cross and resurrection, his atonement. Jesus' death and resurrection cleanse us from the dirt of sin. Before, we were in bondage to sin and corruption. But when Jesus saves us, since he is the perfect king, the true anointed king, he overcomes our enemy and frees us from our bondage to sin because of his power and authority. As we look further into the gospel, in John chapter 14, what do we find? Well, we find a sermon. The prophet speaks a final word to his own disciples. He gives them truth to comfort their hearts. He prophesies the coming of the Spirit and of his own return. In the Old Testament, prophets spoke on behalf of God to men, but here in Jesus, who is the eternal Word, God in flesh, the very Son of God, who only speaks God the Father's words, he is speaking to the disciples. It was Moses who foretold of a great prophet that the Lord your God would raise up for you among your brothers. You must listen to him. And it is Peter who immediately after the birth of the church applies this passage to our Lord. And to this day, Christ continues to speak through his Spirit, which is exactly what is explained in the sermon in chapters 14 through 16. We need truth spoken to us today. And Jesus does this very thing by means of the illumination of the Spirit to his Word that we are studying that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And then in chapter 17, we see the most incredible prayer, oftentimes called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. A priest speaks to God on behalf of the people. Listen to Jesus here in verse 9 in chapter 17. "I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." And then, in a startling realization that should send us to our knees, we find Jesus praying for us today in verse 20. "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you." Jesus is our great authoritative king. He is our great anointed high priest who prays for his own, and he's also the prophet who speaks for God. When you pray today, and you bow in front of the king and the prophet and the priest, please remember Ashraf Saran, his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Ekinyombo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania and Congo.